Hi there, Idaho Matters podcast listeners. We've been noticing lately that a lot of you listen to the show in podcast form, and I really want to say thank you for that. And we think it's great, and we actually want to know you a little bit better. So will you do me a favor? I'm hoping you'll fill out a survey. Just go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey. The reason why we're doing this is we want to make a case that podcasts need to keep happening here on Boise State Public Radio. So again, go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey and take that survey. Thanks so much. You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Here in Idaho, early childhood education and if it is needed and who should fund it seems to be an ongoing debate. And nationally, the Week of the Young Child, which was first established in 1971 by the National Association for the Education of Young Children, focuses public attention on the needs of young children and their families to recognize the necessity for childhood educational programs and services. Joining me live in studio to talk about what Idaho is doing this week to recognize our youngest learners are Allison Mayer and Brandy Nyhoff. Both are outreach coordinators for the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So first off, why is there a need for a week-long look that is focused solely on young children?
Well, the early years are so critical in terms of future success in school and in life. And so that when this was established back in the 70s, it was really to focus our attention on how children learn and the role that adults play. You know, children really need stable interactions with adults. And to really reflect a little bit on the services that we are offering and what else we maybe need to do to support those early years.
And Brandy, what about this idea of incorporating the whole family into it? Because lots of times we think education and young children, you know, it's like, oh, okay, preschool, maybe they should go to preschool or people want to do it at home, something like that. But it goes far beyond just this little child.
Yeah, well, we know that parents are the first and most influential teacher of their child, right? So the family is a huge part. It's the heart of early learning, you know? And so families need to be active with their kids. You know, the whole Week of the Young Child has themes for each day to really highlight how you, I guess, what early learning is. It really shows, because a lot of people have the idea that early learning, you know, is maybe at a desk with a pencil, but early learning really is, you know, music and building things and social skills and like all those early concepts that are so important.
And, you know, that's interesting, too, because Allison, I think a lot of times there's this also assumption that you have a baby, you know what to do, and you have a young child, you know what to do. But you may be a parent, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're a teacher.
Oh, yeah. I mean, your child is learning all the time. So it's kind of educating yourself in terms of how you can support that learning. And it's a lot of what we do as an organization. We have workshops, our Ready for Kindergarten workshops that kind of teach parents of children ages 0 to 5, like at different age groups, things that you can do. And so it's about, yeah, educating parents in development. And also a lot of what we do is making sure that the child care providers that are taking care of children also understand how children learn and develop and are supporting that appropriately as well.
Yeah, a lot of the items, ways that you can work with your children are so easy, you know. You can, for music, you know, playing music and just showing them different nursery rhymes and repeating that is really important, too. You can make, like, take a paper plate and put beans inside of it and staple it, right? Now you have a musical instrument that you can play with. Or, you know, building something out of pillows, you know, teaches math and science concepts.
But you know, it's funny you say all these things. I'm like, I didn't do any of those with my kids. But I think, you know, I'm a fairly educated person. But that's what I get back to is that I think there is an assumption within our culture that if you are a parent, right, you should know all of these things. So that's part of this week, right? Especially here in Idaho, is doing things as a family, incorporating the whole family into this learning.
Yes, definitely incorporating the family, and we host an event at the Idaho Botanical Garden. It's coming up on the 20th. And a lot of that is connecting parents to resources, but also kind of within those activities, educating parents about what they're doing for their children. So, for example, like our booth at the event, one of the things, it's like such a simple thing, like The kids are going to be putting together a little book, mm-hmm. but that's sequencing, which is actually early STEM, which is hugely important, of course, as we kind of think about our future workforce. Mm-hmm. So it's, I think it is a good way to highlight these things that I didn't always think about before I started working in this job, mm-hmm. and I've learned a lot about these very small things that have these huge implications mm-hmm. going forward.
I'm speaking with Allison Mayer and Brandy Nyhoff. Both are outreach coordinators for the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children. And Brandy, you talked about the different themes of the week, and we're in the actual National Week yes. of the Young Child right now. So today is Tuesday, so I believe it's Tasty Tuesday, yes. right? Uh-huh. Okay, so tell me about this, because I would assume this is about food, right?
Right, yeah. It's about healthy eating and being active, so just being healthy. And so, something easily you can do to celebrate today of Tasty Tuesday is go home and read the Stone book.
Oh, the Stone Soup book. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, and children learn through measuring, the chicken broth. That's math. And maybe you cut the carrots and they learn fine motor skills by picking up the carrot and putting it into a bowl, or
maybe not give them the knife and let them
right.
cut it, depending
no
upon
cutting.
Their age.
Right, yeah.
But they can count the carrots. Yeah.
Or you can even do recipes with a toddler by pictures.
Yeah.
So if they're not able to read yet, but uh-huh. pictures, they can still see the steps. So that's a really easy way to celebrate today is Tasty Tuesday.
And then I would think too along that line is the activity level, right? And how play.
Yes.
is important, because that's also being active, right,
yeah.
Allison?
That's how children learn through play. And like with the recipe example, like they're just having fun. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, they are kind of connecting literacy, like looking at a recipe, with math, like measuring things and all those things. So even like parents are doing it without thinking about it a lot of the mm-hmm. time. But that's kind of what's under all of this fun stuff we're doing.
And why important to put certain themes to it? I mean, does that just kind of make it more fun for kiddos when we, think about a certain theme? I mean, it seems like they like that.
Well, I think it's both. For the children, it's fun, but then also, going back to what is early literacy or early learning, mm-hmm. what does that mean? But it is, it's the building, there's the STEM, it's the music, it's like family. All of that is what early learning is, and what, a center would be teaching, or what a parent can focus on. And so it helps with the parent of ideas, because, what do I do? Where do I start? These are really
I ask
easy
myself
ways.
That question every single day.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. It is when they are little, it is hard to know what to do with how to entertain them, or how to keep them focused, or how to teach them. And I think a lot of times we think it's like, okay, they need to learn their ABCs, which they do, mm-hmm. but there's so much more to it than that. So is this also just like a reference guide for parents?
Yeah, it's kind of giving ideas for parents and for providers also, because that is mm-hmm. a lot of what we're focusing on too, is, how do you keep things fun for you and
right.
for the kid?
Yeah.
and also keeping it educational, and also like within that, the things to sort of keep in mind. So like Thursday, for example, is Artsy Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And so one thing we're kind of doing on that day is sort of educating people about how to do art projects with kids. Like it's better if they sort of have a lot of freedom and can kind of explore on their own, and it's not like there's a template they're following.
Okay.
Which is actually easier also on parents too, because you can just give them some art supplies and let them
go crazy
and then just talk to them a little bit about what they're doing and kind of let them explain. And all of that is doing a lot of work for the kid without actually mm-hmm. requiring too much planning on the part of the parent.
So talk to me. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Brandy.
I should say our event that's happening on April 20th at the Idaho Botanical Garden mm-hmm. is a great place for parents to get resources. So it's very focused on, if your child is struggling with maybe literacy, or do you need a summer camp, or you're looking for a high quality childcare, or even how to find mm-hmm. quality childcare. There are booths there that are going to be able to help you, and they have activities for the kids to do while you're able to get the resources that you need to help your child mm-hmm. really thrive.
And, we know that affordability, when you talk about childcare, that's a major hurdle here in Idaho. So that kind of also incorporates, right? When how do we figure that out here in our state?
Yeah. I mean, it's a problem across the country, the cost of childcare alone. And then especially in Idaho, it's a very pressing conversation, because we're one of only four states right now that doesn't invest in preschool. So that's kind of another thing that's mm-hmm. on families to sort of figure out how to afford.
So it's almost even more imperative maybe to have a week like this here in Idaho, since we don't fund pre-K,
yeah.
which means that some people cannot send their children.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of what, you know, what our organization does is, you know, advocating for those investments. But in the meantime, really empowering parents and reminding them that there's a lot of work that, that they're doing just without even realizing it. And then there are things that they can do to prepare their children for mm-hmm. school if they can't afford or even access some of the resources that others can.
So quickly, tell me about the event again on April 20th. It's at the Idaho Botanical Garden in Boise.
Yes, from 11 to 3 p.m. It's totally free. We're going to have over 30 booths there, and there will be activities at every single booth. And then, of course, like resources for parents is the focus. So
bring the kiddos, yeah. the whole yes. thing. So it's not just for mom and dad to get those resources.
Right. It's and all we are giving out free books. There's a scavenger hunt. So make sure you could go through the garden, just have a few of the booths. You just got to hit a few key booths, and mm-hmm. then you get a free book. So we want every child to leave with a book and then that they go home with their parent and read that.
Because that's huge, because I think for a lot of people who have the ability to purchase books don't realize that there are so many children in our state
yes.
who do not have books at the ready.
Yeah, and can't even access libraries in some
right.
parts of the state. Yeah.
So to be able to have a book that mom or dad can read to them, or even if it's just a picture book, it's critical to development.
Yes.
Yes, and it's just 20 minutes a night. And they're going to, the language, the you know, words, the vocab that they'll have is, you know, leaps above mm-hmm. those that aren't read too.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. My guests today, Allison Mayer and Brandon Nyhoff, both are outreach coordinators for the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children. That event will be April 20th at the Idaho Botanical Gardens in Boise. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks.